This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Government recommends several ordinances to President for endorsement to improve public service delivery and governance. Kathmandu District Administration Office urges settlers to evacuate houses and huts constructed on encroached land. Arrangements to be made to identify genuine landless families and address their concerns. Nepali tea exports come under pressure after India introduces new rules. And oil prices surge amid reports of possible U.S. military action in Iran conflict. Now the news in detail. The government has recommended a set of ordinances to the President for endorsement, aiming to improve public service delivery, strengthen good governance, and address policy and legal bottlenecks. A cabinet meeting held on the 27th of April approved the ordinances and forwarded them for further process. The measures are aimed at ensuring transparency and competition in public appointments, reducing politicization, accelerating development works, returning savings of small cooperative depositors, and improving land and survey-related services, according to Prime Minister Balendra Saad's press and research expert Deepa Dahal. An ordinance has been introduced to amend the Constitutional Council Act to streamline procedures for meetings related to recommendations for key appointments. Another ordinance seeks to amend the Cooperative Act. It includes provisions to regulate savings and credit cooperatives, require operational licenses, and establish a revolving relief fund to facilitate the return of deposits in troubled cooperatives. The government has also recommended amendments to laws related to universities and health science institutions, as well as a separate ordinance covering amendments to around 20 existing acts. These legal changes are aimed at addressing challenges in areas such as land management, education, forest, health, civil administration, and insurance. The ordinances also include provisions related to the removal of politically appointed public officials. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balendra Saad's political advisor Asim Shah had said the government has introduced new ordinances by internalizing democratic values, aiming to ensure prompt public service delivery. In a statement shared on social media today, Advisor Shah clarified that the ordinances are not intended to serve any individual or group interest, but are aimed at improving the effectiveness of state institutions and administrative systems. The Kathmandu District Administration Office has urged settlers to vacate houses and huts built along riverbanks and on encroached government, public or private land by this evening. In a public notice issued yesterday, Assistant Chief District Officer Mukti Ram Rizal stated that evacuation of settlements in high-risk, disaster-prone areas will begin from 7 a.m. tomorrow. The administration has sought support from security agencies to assist in safely relocating vulnerable groups, including patients, persons with disabilities, elderly people, pregnant women, new mothers, and children. Arrangements will also be made to help move essential belongings and livestock. The office said efforts will be made to identify genuine landless families and address their concerns, while those falsely claiming landless status will be brought under legal action. Nepali tea exports have come under pressure after India, a key export destination, introduced new rules affecting shipments. The new rules, which will come into effect from the 1st of May, that is tomorrow, require mandatory laboratory testing for tea from each vehicle before entry into India. Earlier, samples from one shipment were often used to clear multiple consignments, but under the revised system, each vehicle must now be tested separately. Exporters say the new procedure has made the process more time-consuming and costly, according to Gopal Kattel, General Secretary of the Suryodaya Tea Producers Association, each test costs around 11,500 Indian rupees and results take more than 15 days. During this period, tea must be stored in vehicles or warehouses, increasing expenses and creating difficulties for exporters. The strict procedure has affected the smooth flow of tea exports, according to industry stakeholders. According to the National Tea and Coffee Development Board, Nepal exports around 15,600 metric tons of tea annually, of which about 86% goes to India. President Ramchandra Porel has said Gautam Buddha's philosophy based on peace, coexistence, the middle path and compassion can help guide the world towards stability, cooperation and mutual trust. Addressing the Diamond Jubilee of the Hiranyabarna Mahavihara in Lalitpur, the president said Buddha's teachings are becoming increasingly relevant to today's world, which is facing conflicts. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Oil prices have jumped in Asian trading on Thursday after reports that the U.S. military is preparing to brief President Donald Trump on potential new options for action in the Iran conflict. The BBC cited an Axios report stating that U.S. Central Command has developed plans for a series of short and powerful strikes on Iran, aimed at breaking the deadlock in negotiations with Tehran. The report, which cited unnamed sources, said the proposed strikes could target infrastructure sites. The White House and U.S. Central Command have not commented on the report. Another option reportedly under consideration includes taking control of parts of the Strait of Hormuz to reopen it for commercial shipping, which could involve the deployment of troops on the ground. Following the developments, Brent crude rose by about 4.5% to $123.3 per barrel, the highest level since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Likewise, U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude also increased, trading at around $109 per barrel. Energy markets have remained volatile this week as peace talks reportedly stalled and tensions increased in the Strait of Hormuz. Prices had already risen earlier this week after reports of a possible extended blockade of Iranian ports and threats of retaliation affecting commercial shipping in the region. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates has reportedly decided to quit the oil producers group OPEC after decades of membership in order to focus on national interest and pursue its own energy strategy, according to reports. The move is seen as a significant setback for the Vienna West oil cartel. Although observers say it will not lead to its collapse, the decision comes amid long-standing dissatisfaction with OPEC's policy of capping member production to manage global prices and stabilize the market. The UAE has invested heavily in expanding its oil production capacity from around 3 million to 5 million barrels per day by 2027 and has been seeking a higher production quota. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mostly cloudy conditions in Kushi, Madhis, Bagmati and Gundagi provinces, while generally cloudy conditions are expected in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim provinces. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall, snowfall with thunder and lightning in some places of the Himalayan and hilly regions, including Kushi province and in a few places of the Tarai region. There is also a possibility of windstorms in a few places of the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government recommends several ordinances to President for endorsement to improve public service delivery and governance. Kathmandu District Administration Office urges settlers to evacuate houses and huts constructed on encroached land. Arrangements to be made to identify genuine landless families and address their concerns. Nepali tea exports come under pressure after India introduces new rules, and oil prices surge amid reports of possible U.S. military action in Iran conflict. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.